This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes. Walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I can truly say session of Sanity. Because we have someone here. I'm not going to waste your time. I want to jump right in. Dr. Bridget Melson joins us as she does every week. Always appreciate her insight on your mental health, your kids' mental health, your community's mental health. And Dr. B, thanks so much for being with me.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. I love everybody in the chat room. You guys should join in. It is so fun to talk. We've got some, you know, we've got Carla and Ron. We've got Frank. I love Frank. Hi, Frank. So, yeah, it's fun. And then Joe chimes in.
I do. I'm around here just hold things down. I add weight to the whole situation, apparently.
I love it. It's so fun. So, come on. Ask me questions. I can take it. Ask me anything you want. And I'm really hoping to get, like, both sides, right? You know, I want liberals. I want non-believers. I want everybody. Because that's, you know me. I'm gonna tell you the truth, but I don't hate anyone. I'm not phobic of anybody. I'm not afraid of anybody except for, you know, like, you know.
No, I think you and I have talked about it quickly. You know, I know of a mom that went through a plight with trying to get some help for her daughter with this transgender stuff. And the left just ripped her up as a bad parent, a bad mama. Instead of affirming her child, she was, in her mind, and I agree with her, she was trying to save her child. And I think that's where we've come to. If you don't agree with a certain group, then you're the devil's spawn, and it's not right.
100%. No one is allowed to have an opinion that differs from the depraved ones. Yeah. And it's truly what it is. And, you know, I'm just going to go Christian real quick because, you know, it's Romans 1. If you guys know that's like my favorite passage right now for these times. But it clearly says what's going to happen. And it also says that this is the wrath of God. So, up's going to be down and wrong's going to be right as well. You know, so many passages say that. But God predicted this. And, you know, the people, guys, the interesting people, real quick, as I digress, are these people that say that the Bible never happened, those such stories. And I'm like, do you understand that the Romans in the Bible were actually Romans? Like, you know, there's like history. They actually found the tomb. There's no tomb. Okay. You know,
well, Jesus has been written about by people like Josephus and others who are merely historians.
People.
They weren't even Christians or such.
No, Scientology, Mormons, JWs, atheists, it's historical. These are historical people. So I just kind of like, oh, bless your heart and just
block. I don't know, Dr. B, you better look at that last question in the chat room.
Oh, geez, what are you guys doing?
Is it liberalism a mental disorder?
Aspects of it are because there's an arrogance and a blindness to it. Because your arrogance, literally your arrogance and your pride, it's almost like a narcissistic personality disorder, truly. And what it is that the majority of liberals, and I'm not just saying Democrats because I have Democrat friends that I can actually have a conversation with, but the majority of liberals have such a component of narcissism and arrogance that doesn't allow them to see the perspective of others. You and I talked about that. We can do a whole other show on that. But, you know, you think that's a funny question, but it's truly there are aspects of it that are very true. 1,000,000%. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, you and I have talked about that, so we'll do a show on it
sure.
But yeah, back to the I just did a little research because I didn't remember how many states had already banned conversion therapy, and we're again talking in the LGBT community and transgender, you know, those aspects. But it has been banned in 22 states. So
wow.
Yeah. So. It's, of course, you know, your California, Colorado, Connecticut. I think most of them think blue states, and that's where it's been banned. Oregon, Rhode Island, Vermont, Washington, D.C., Utah, Virginia. But the next step, and this is what I've seen, is that these states and the politicians will start coming after churches specifically and Christian therapists. And that's what started to happen in California. They do go after therapists that try to do conversion therapy to remove their licenses. And I had been threatened because I'm so popular, you know, I was so outspoken there in California that I got a letter from the board, the licensing board, that it was, you know, that basically a warning that my license could be taken. And that was, gosh, 15 years ago. So I can't imagine how bad it is now. It's like we have to have, like, it's like China, right? Our Christians have to be, like, on the down low, you know, we've got to, or on the low down, you know, we got to be on the down low. It's like Christian therapists that are really trying to help the LGBT community in this sense, in this way, have to really be careful of how outspoken they are. How sad is that? That we're trying to help. They're coming to us. They're coming to a Christian therapist. They know what they're doing. But
and they know why they're going there. Yeah.
Yes, but this is where it's so convoluted and so backwards. The professionals, being the political czars, are saying that these people are not competent enough to know what they're going to receive in Christian therapy if they go to a church or a Christian therapy.
So I know you got a role. I've got Dan Pilla coming on next. You and I need to do a whole hour or 2 hours about this one particular topic.
Yes, so let's do it.
We'll work it out
sunlight.
So they don't beat me up in the chat room. Anyway, God bless, Dr. B, for what you're doing.
God bless.
Appreciate your time. Back in a few minutes, guys. Got a tax problem. Dan Pilla will be on the line next.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the Witness Protection Program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, and you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Welcome back. Joe Messina, your host. Always appreciate the time that we have together. You know, you really got to pay attention to what's happening around you. Got to make sure you know what's going on so that when you have these conversations with people, you know, they'll listen to you. You're not just spewing the party line or your ideology. Make sure you have some fact behind it because that works out so much better, I'm telling you. And I only bring on the experts because, frankly, I know some of you guys think that because someone has a microphone, they're a genius. They're not. They just know how to get behind a mic. That's all there is to it, unless it's something you'd like do for a living. And that's why I bring on guys like Dan Pilla. Dan is the tax man, I'm telling you. Check him out at Tax Help Online. Not now. Wait till we're off the air. Tax Help Online. And, you know, you'll get the information you need. The IRS is a very scary agency. I don't want to get them too mad. I've already had a run-in with them. I don't need another one. So, Dan, thanks for being with us. Always appreciate your time.
And it's always my pleasure to come on here, Joe. How you doing?
Good. Hey, Dan, I believe, you know, I got to have some fun with you. I believe we can reduce the IRS deficit by a few million bucks if we can stop getting them to send out these letters that they're changing your address about every three or four.
Don't tell me you got, don't tell me you got another one.
I did. I got another one.
That's unbelievable.
And I think I figured it out. It's one of those mailbox places, not a postal box, but it's one of those mailbox places, okay? And I don't know if their computer system says, well, wait a minute, that's a single suite. And then it goes, oh, no, it's not. It's got a whole bunch of subsuites. I don't know, but it's like, leave it alone. You get paid, you get your money, and I get your mail. So what's the big whoop?
well, it's fascinating because there's only two ways they're supposed to change an address in their system. Number one is when you file a tax return that shows a different address on it than what the previous return showed. They're supposed to update their records with the address on the most recently filed tax return. That is considered your last known address, unless you specifically file a change of address form. Now, I don't mean changing your address with the IRS, Joe. Or I'm sorry, I don't mean changing your address with the post office when you put in the forwarding order. That's not a change of address with the IRS. The IRS has a specific form, it's Form 8822, and it's called change of address. So if you change your address long before you file your tax return, you should submit that form, and that will cause them, let me rephrase that. It's supposed to cause them to update your address in their system. That's the only two ways they're supposed to change your address, Joe. There's no other impetus that they are supposed to follow to change a person's address.
I just love this stuff. I think it's hilarious. Again, I know there's no human sitting there going through this, so it's all computer generated. It's not costing them $1 million, except that they're sending out, you know, mail using resources, that kind of stuff. So I always get a kick out of that. But anyway, I asked you last.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Have you ever tried to contact the IRS to find out why they change your address every 2 months?
I'm, you know what? No, because I just don't want to call them. If I could stay away from them, I'd be very happy. You know?
I'm with you. I get it. Yeah.
I'm with you. I mean, you could call them. Feel free. You got a relationship over there. I ain't going anywhere near the place. I wish we would give them a new building instead of the FBI and put it someplace in Guam. I think that'd be the best thing to do. So anyhow. All right. I know we did this last time, but I've had a lot of questions over the last week saying, hey, small businesses, the top two or three things to look for when we file our taxes, gotchas that we need to stay away from. I don't want to answer them because I always screw things up, but I know you're going to bring up mileage for these businesses and things along those lines.
Mileage is always the top of the list.
Yeah.
The number one deduction in terms of financial benefit for most small businesses, particularly service businesses, is mileage. And this is the biggest mistake that small businesses make, is either failing to keep the proper mileage records or not keeping mileage records at all. And so if you claim a deduction on your tax return and you don't have the records, you're asking for trouble. And if you don't claim a deduction because you don't have the records, you're costing yourself a whole bunch of money. So figure out how to keep records of your mileage deduction, which I explain in my book, The Small Business Tax Guide, Dan Pilla's Small Business Tax Guide. I lay it out for you. I give you graphic illustrations of what constitutes business mileage and what isn't. So I show with graphs, Joe, and charts exactly how to claim your mileage expenses, what leg of your journey is tax deductible and what leg of your journey is not. I show you with graphs. So it's very, very easy to follow. And it is going to put money in your pocket. There's no question about it. And it's going to keep money in your pocket if you claim your deduction and you've got your records done properly and the IRS audits you. They're not going to get any more money out of you.
Yeah, I, you know what, you scared me with that early on because, you know, again, I'm getting more and more questions around those kind of things, what to watch, One guy wrote me last week, I get a company truck. It's registered to the company. I take it home. I also have a company gas card. And they asked me last week how many times I go to use the truck for personal use. I don't even know how to answer that.
Yeah, in his situation, Joe, it's the opposite. All right, so if you're using your personal vehicle for business, then you get a portion of your miles, the ratio of your miles that's attributable to business becomes tax deductible. So, for example, if you drive 10,000 miles a year and you spend and 7,000 of those miles are business miles, then you get to write off 70% of the expenses of your car. Now, in this guy's situation, he's got a company car and a company gas card, but he's allowed to use that car for personal purposes. So using the same ratio, if he spends 70% of the time driving for business and 30% of the time driving personal, then the value of that personal use of the automobile is income to him. So, for example, if it costs the company $1,000 a month for that car, between the car payment and the expenses and the insurance and everything else, it costs him $1,000 a month, then $300 a month is income to him because that's the benefit he gets. That's non-business. And he's got to report it as income on his tax return, and that's why the company is asking him that question.
Yeah, do you think these smaller companies, because you and I have talked about this, now that the IRS is kind of really looking hard at these small businesses, you think they're asking him because this is something they're looking into?
Well, I think they're asking him probably because they got somebody in the company, whether it's their own internal tax counsel or comptroller or their outside CPA, that's saying, hey, you know, the portion of personal use of this vehicle is income to this guy. Somebody probably raised it. Or it's possible that they got audited, Joe. The company may have gotten audited. The IRS said, hey, you got to pay the taxes on the benefits that you're providing to these people.
So all right, we got to go for a break. But the company ends up having to pay taxes on that if he does it. Wow. All right, be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You know, you and I believe in capitalism. Got to pay for the show. We'll be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp-made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. The sound of protesters in Israel, as it's been 3 months and people are questioning where are the hostages and what's being done to get them out. Israelis who are missing a loved one kidnapped by Hamas terrorists back on October 7th, protesting in Tel Aviv and setting up a long table with more than 100 empty white chairs with color pictures of those still being held. In other news, in light of the war in Ukraine and the war in the Middle East, it seems it would be a good idea to know where the U.S. Defense Secretary is. But we are learning more about his absence. Lloyd Austin, turns out, was in the hospital as the result of complications from a medical procedure, and he was even in ICU for a period. Problem is, he reportedly didn't inform the White House for a few days. He was hospitalized Monday, and reporters at the Pentagon first alerted to the situation on Friday. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. That's how we win. Okay? You need to be part of the solution. You need to be well-informed. And it's a perfect, I won't say segue, but it's a perfect for the topic we're talking about, which is the IRS, your taxes, and how to stay out of trouble. And most people make mistakes when it comes to the IRS, especially small business people, make mistakes because they, you know, Dan Pella's with me, the tax man, Dan, I would say it's because out of ignorance more than it is out of trying to beat the IRS, correct?
Oh, there's no question about it, Joe. We got a tax code that consists of about 4 million words that was changed more than 6,000 times just since 2001 alone. People don't know what this code says. They don't know what it means. The vast majority of people, especially small businesses, they just follow the advice that they're given by their tax guy. If the tax guy says zig, they zig. If he says zag, they zag. They don't know if it's correct or not.
Yeah, and here's an example of one question I got from somebody who said, just got a penalty from the IRS for filing payroll taxes on time. I was filing every quarter. I only have 3 employees, didn't think it was a big deal. CPA said they only had to file every quarter. Now he found out from the CPA it has to be every week. Not every quarter.
He's confusing 2 different things.
Okay.
He's talking about filing, and he's confusing filing and payment. The filing requirement for employers to file their employment tax returns is every quarter. All right. You file 4 employment tax returns. They're forms 941, and you file them quarterly. And the employment tax returns reports to the IRS. The gross payroll that you pay to your employees the withholding for income tax and Social Security tax, and then the employer has to match it with the Social Security tax that comes out of the employer's pocket, right? So that's the employment tax return. That is filed quarterly. What he's talking about, apparently, is paying the taxes, right? Now, the taxes have to be paid either quarterly or monthly or semi-monthly, or rather bi-monthly, I should say, depending on the amount of the payroll. And so what you got to do is there's a chart in the instructions for the Form 941 that says if your payroll is under X dollars, you pay it every quarter. If your payroll is between X and Y, you pay it monthly. If your payroll is between Y and Z, you pay it bi-monthly. And so he's got to look at that chart and see what's going on. Now, if his payroll changed because he took on a couple of employees or he gave everybody a big raise and it jumped from X to Y over the period of one quarter, then he's definitely going to get penalty relief because of the change of circumstances, and he wasn't aware of the fact that the change of circumstances pushed him into a different payment category. In any situation where you've got a penalty, you can get rid of that penalty if you can demonstrate reasonable cause and a good faith ignorance of the law. In other words, I didn't know that I was in this different situation. Then that change of that ignorance of the law, it can be reasonable cause. You ought to get rid of the penalty.
Yeah, I'm just getting a kick out of it because I was thinking as you were talking, he'd have to throw a CPA under the bus, wouldn't he? He'd have to say, hey, listen.
No, I don't think he's got to throw the CPA under the bus necessarily because, you know, if the CPA gave him some bad advice, well, then that's one thing. I certainly would rely on that and use that. But if the CPA didn't advise him, it's not a matter of throwing him under the bus. He still didn't know. The business owner didn't know. And he in good faith didn't know. In other words, it wasn't a situation where he was hiding his head in the sand. He was doing the things that he always did and always had a clear compliance record, doing the things that he always did. And now all of a sudden the circumstances change and now I'm being penalized. That situation begs for a reasonable cause abatement.
Yeah. He wrote me a small book here, but basically he said his payroll jumped. You know how it goes, right? So he says he pays the payroll tax on the 15th of the month at the end of the quarter. And he said that his payroll taxes went from about $7,000 to $10,000 because he did hire a couple of the people. He gave out some raises to your point. And,
that's exactly my point. So his payroll jumped. He went from a quarterly payer to a monthly payer. So he should have been making three payments a quarter instead of one payment a quarter. And what he's got to do is request abatement of the penalty based on reasonable cause. And the reasonable cause is his circumstances changed. He was doing it this way all these years, never had a problem, and had every reason to believe that that was the 100% correct thing to do, and that his circumstances changed. And he did not realize that change of circumstances put him into a different payment category. And it's the first time it happened, and it's not going to happen again, and he's going to get penalty relief, I would bet.
Jeez. Yeah,
what he's got to do, Joe, in a situation like this, he's got to get my small business tax guide and read Chapter 17 of the small business tax guide, where I specifically talk about the penalty cancellation process and show you exactly how to go about getting penalties canceled.
Yeah, your small business tax guide. I mean, people, you need to get a hold of it because I've had small businesses in my life. I've been a lot of friends with them. And since talking with Dan, sometimes I'm sitting around having coffee with these guys and I say to them, look, you know, did you know this? I just found out this. I was just talking to the tax guy this week. I found out this. These guys are floored by some of the stuff that they didn't know they had to do. And when you're in California, it's even worse because it branches out in HR and all kinds of other stuff. But these are, for lack of a better term, Dan, these are jamokes that might have been in IT their whole life and they decided to branch out on their own. They don't know. They're billing X amount of dollars. One guy just got nailed by the franchise tax board because he didn't know that when you bought equipment or you bought parts that you were using, when you resold them, you actually have to charge tax on them, even though you've already paid tax when you first bought them.
Sure,
you know?
Sure. Yeah.
It's like,
well, I'll tell you something else, Joe. We got a whole country full of 20-something kids that are doing these gig type affairs, right? And you got the so-called social media influencers that are making money on all these social media platforms, and they got this little business doing that, and that little business doing this, and all these different twists. They don't know anything about tax law compliance. Nothing. No. And these people are going to get clobbered.
Well, yeah, a lot of them use that Venmo services, those kind of services, and they don't realize, especially now, those services are going to be reporting, you know, to the IRS what kind of money's going through, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, no question about it. They're required to file information reports with the IRS, no doubt about it.
Yeah, I don't know anything about this. I had a family member tell me that she was averaging about $3,500 a week in sales on, I think it's called Posh, you know, where you sell clothes and stuff like that. And I said, are you tracking what it costs you to put that out, you know, what you paid for that stuff? Dan, they're going to Goodwill. Yeah, buying stuff there that's barely been used and selling it for big bucks is amazing to me. But
really, it's incredible, absolutely. You buy some at Goodwill for $10, you sell it on the internet for $110, all right, okay, they got the $110, they think it's free money. Well, it's not. You know, it's taxable income. And not only that, the IRS will take the position that the entire $110 is taxable income, whereas you got all your costs associated
yep.
with selling the product, not the least of which is the cost of acquisition. In this case, it would be a $10 acquisition cost. That's a tax deduction, too. And they're not keeping records of any of this stuff, Joe.
You know, Dan, it's funny because you're talking about this stuff, and it's coming to my mind. These aren't questions I got yet. But, you know, a lot of these women that I know sell these oils, these special kind of oils and what have you, and they start off by using themselves, and they turn their girlfriends onto them, but they don't track any of this. And at some point in time, I think, I don't know, the IRS may catch up to them and say, hey, listen, for the last 3 years you've been selling these oils. We got this report from the company. You haven't reported any of this income.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. And the Uber drivers are another thing. I see a big issue with the Uber drivers, Joe. These guys are running around. They're driving their cars. They're charging for it. They're getting paid by Uber. Uber files reports with the IRS saying, you know, I sent this guy 10 grand. I sent that guy 12 grand. We sent this other guy 15 grand.
Oh, God.
You know, this is income that has to be reported on your tax return.
All right, listen, we got to go for a break. I got two for you. One is one fellow that hasn't sent out 1099s in 4 years, and another guy that pays his employees half cash and half check to help them out. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let me just get to it. I always love when I have this guy on with me because I tell you guys, you bring on the experts. Don't listen to what your Uncle Fred tells you to do about your taxes, okay? Because it's going to cost you a heck of a lot more money than even Uncle Fred has, all right? You got to go to the experts. Dan Pilla, the tax man. You find him at taxhelponline.com. TaxHelpOnline.com, and I can honestly tell you without giving out names, people, I get emails from listeners that have called him or bought his book, many who have just bought the book and said, I got my answers, this is great, love this guy. And I haven't had a complaint, and one of the things that turned me on to Dan is his advertising. The advertising that didn't say they were coming to get my dog, my cat, my business, my house, and my car, didn't scare the crud out of me. He just said, look, the agent assessment is not final. This is a way to work through this thing. And that's what made me get in touch with him in the beginning. So, Dan, I want to just thank you for being an upright guy and not scaring the crud out of me to get me to call you.
Well, I appreciate that, Joe. And I'll tell you, it's, you know, you make a valid point. It's not necessary to scare people. People need to know that there's hope. There's a way to resolve the case, and that's what I'm all about.
Yeah. You know, and that's what I tell people who call me or ask me some questions around those things. All right. Cash, the devil in business.
Yeah.
It can be if you're not careful. But I had one fellow write me. He said, look, I pay a lot of my stuff by cash. I give my employees half cash and half check, you know, instead of paying them a bonus or something so they can actually take home more money. Recently, one of his older employees complained about a process he has to what the Employment Development Department here in California. There's a chance they could report that to the IRS, and then what?
Well, yeah, there is a chance they're going to report that. Now, here's the thing, Joe. There's nothing illegal about using cash. You can use cash to pay your expenses. You can receive cash in payment for goods and services. You can pay your employees cash. There's nothing wrong with any of that. The key is the reporting. If you receive cash as payment for goods and services, even if you don't deposit it to the bank, you have to report that cash as income. And if you pay expenses with your cash that you have on hand, that's okay too. Nothing illegal about that. You just simply have to make sure you're keeping a record of your payments so that you get the benefit of the deduction. Now, in terms of paying employees in cash, the fact that you pay them in cash does not alleviate the responsibility to withhold or to make the deposits of the employment taxes on that money that you pay. So you don't have the luxury of paying the employees cash under the table, Joe. That is something that is not proper. You can pay them cash, that's true, but it all has to be reported. They got to receive a W-2 at the end of the year that shows their full cash payments on that W-2, and the employer that's paying the cash has got to make the deposits, the employment tax deposits we talked about earlier, and has got to file the employment tax returns of 941s showing the full payment of the wages.
I won't accuse this fellow, but I'll say, based on the email, he was definitely trying to skirt the tax issue. I would imagine that, you know, some, to your point, I'm going to go down the dark road. You know, some people want to pay in cash so they get a better deal from the contractor, whoever it is they're working with. That contractor turns around and figures, look, I could pay some of the guys working for me and save some bucks, you know, with the IRS stuff and what have you. But it really doesn't work out, does it?
Well, the problem with that is now you're running the risk that an employee gets hurt on the job, and now we got employee workman's compensation issues. So those arise. We got the problem of employees getting laid off. Now, how much is their unemployment compensation? Well, that's based on your base wages, right?
Right.
And so the employee says, "Oh, my base wages were, you know, $5,000 a month in check and another $4,000 a month in cash. I was getting $9,000 a month, not $5,000 a month." And so that issue arises. And then, of course, you got the question of the employee's Social Security. Well, wait a minute. I'm supposed to be getting Social Security benefits based on my wages, and only half of my wages are being reported, so my Social Security benefits are potentially much lower than they otherwise would be. And so you got all of these problems that bubble up later on when you're trying to make a short-term solution to a problem. All these long-term problems crop up that you didn't think about.
Here's another one I skipped over. One was gifts at Christmas. I bought a bunch of gifts for clients at Christmas, but I paid mostly cash. I don't have the receipts.
Again, buying the gifts in cash is not a problem. I would go back and reconstruct the expenses. You know what you bought. You know how many of them you bought. You know what they cost you. Go back and do a reconstruction of the expense. And you can give gifts to clients. That's not a problem. The gifts have to be under a certain amount. I think the dollar limit's about $70 per gift. So if you give any more than that, then it's income to the person that you gave it to. Still a deduction for the business, but it's income to the person that you gave it to. And so you can reconstruct the expenses. My book shows you how to do reconstructions because it's a common thing, Joe, that people lose records. They either didn't keep them in the first place or they lost them through no fault of their own, inadvertence, whatever the issue may be, fire, flood, hurricane, all that stuff comes up too. And so everybody needs to know how to reconstruct records.
Yeah, I learned that the hard way. I had to print up a whole bunch of bank statements, and that's what I do now. You know, I have those statements. I set them aside. I note them. This was for this. This was for that. And this was for this. So if I can't find the receipt, I can always go back to the statement and say, okay, you know, I went to this place. I had these guys there, and we all had dinner over business, kind of thing. So you're right. Sure. There are ways to make it happen. Don't learn the hard way like I did. I mean, my thing was going on for 2.5 years. You guys, yeah. I had tax boxes, papers, shoe boxes in my living room for 2.5 years, you know, because the unfair thing, I think, is that every time the IRS, you don't hear from them for 3 weeks, and then all of a sudden you get a letter that says, I need to hear from you in 10 days on these three issues. It's like, are you guys for real? Seriously. So we just left it out. I never put it away. All right, small business. I haven't sent out 1099s in over 4 years. I'm afraid that, because I guess you and I have been talking about them coming after small businesses a little bit more. He's afraid that they're going to come after him and ask him to prove that they paid all of this to these people. And why didn't he? Will he get fined on the 1099s?
Well, the failure to file 1099s does not deprive you of the deduction for the expenses that you incurred in paying the contractor, right? You prove the payment to the contractor with bank records and canceled checks. You don't prove it with 1099s. The problem with the 1099 is when you pay somebody more than $600 over the course of the year to do business with you, to perform services for you, then you've got to report the payment to the IRS so the IRS can check that person's tax return to make sure that person is reporting all their income. So in the situation where we're talking about the payor, the risk there is that the IRS is going to penalize them for not issuing the 1099. What I would do is I'd start fresh in 2004 here for 2023 payments. I would file the 1099s for 2023 and move on down the road. There's no way to avoid a potential penalty for what happened in the past other than dealing with it if it arises, but you can keep yourself insulated from getting penalties in the future by complying with the reporting requirements starting now going forward.
All right, so I'm going to give you a what if. I don't like what ifs, but I'm going to throw it to you anyway. So you find out you've made these mistakes, or you perceive that you've made these mistakes, and now you put a new process in place, to your point, to cover you. You know, 2 years down the road, the IRS comes back and says, okay, hey, you did this, you didn't report this, you didn't do this. Could part of your argument with them be, look, I didn't know really how to handle it. When I found out about it, I made immediate changes here. Look, is that kind of a defense?
Absolutely. Absolutely. One of the elements that the IRS evaluates in considering whether to cancel penalties for failure to act, failure to do this, failure to do that, is did you change your behavior when you learned that what you were doing was incorrect? That is an element of good faith. I didn't know it then. I learned it on this date. I started doing it thereafter. That is an element of good faith. No question about it.
Yeah, and again, what else? Let me see, new product. Why would all this money, the IRS, I only got about a minute, but with all this money that the IRS has put into the computer systems, couldn't they follow, you know, you talk about reporting certain things, certain numbers, like, you know, with the, can't they tie this all together when I'm reporting
Well, let's think about this for a minute. They would need real-time access to every bank account, business and personal bank account in the country in order to assimilate that information. And then they would have no way to know, just looking at bank statements, what this payment was for.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Their system is dependent on the third-party process, third-party reporting.
Let's just give them some more billions of dollars, and they'll send people out to figure it out. I mean, sure. All right, Dan, how do people get a hold of you, man?
Yeah, taxhelponline.com is the website. That's all one word, no spaces. Taxhelponline.com. You buy any book at any price point off my website, you get a free 15-minute consultation directly with me personally. Taxhelponline.com.
And you will get the help you need. I hear it over and over again. All right, Dan, God bless. Thanks for doing what you do and being an honest and upright guy. Be back in a little bit, people. Don't go far. You're stuck with me for the next hour.